Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. In fact, a thirsty Thursday in which the fellows of the Drive will be out and about in the great city of Houston, as you know them to do. This time, the Buffalo Wild Wings at Willowbrook. That is where they will be. So make sure that you... I even know the address. I wasn't even going to give the address, but now I have to because you went ahead and did that. Let me go ahead and now I don't know where it is. See what you did? The worst part about it is I never am trying to set you up for that. It's never the intent.
Best part is I laugh every time. Right. Like, it just makes me laugh.
So, someone who I'm sure also appreciates that joins us now on the phone line, as he does every Thursday. He played Rush Edge in the National Football League, and especially for your Houston Texans, and he joins us now. His name is Andy Kalu. What's happening, my man?
What's going on in the loop? How are y'all doing?
Doing all right. Man. Doing a lot better than we could have been if things did not go the way that they did on Sunday. What for you was the thing that you keep coming back to? Because there were so many things that was crashed into that comeback victory on Sunday. What's the thing that you keep coming back to and thinking about when you think of that football game?
Davis Mills rushing for that touchdown. You know, the way he played the first three quarters, you know, you're starting to question and wonder how this game is going to end up. But I just felt like I felt him on that run where he was just – when he took off, I said to myself, he's getting in that end zone. And it's not because I'm overly confident in his athleticism or his running ability, but he was running with frustration at how the game was going, but he was also running with the confidence that his defense has kept them into the game and mm-hmm. they still have a chance to win it. And I just always go back, and when I talk to some of these other stations out of town about that game, I just go back to that play. And you have to credit the defense, because as bad as they were playing, the offense, they continue to just allow the team to still be in the game late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you mentioned the defense, and that's exactly where I was going to go, Andy. We're going into week 11, man. This is not just the early part of the season anymore. Does this defense have a chance to be an all-timer?
I mean, oh yes. So the answer is yes. The problem is, it's still a team sport. And as great as the defense is playing, if for whatever reason, and I'm not making any predictions with the schedule, but if they finish off, you know, 7-10 or, you know, 8-9, it's just going to be one of those, man, that was a rough season, but the defense played pretty well. But if they can turn it around as a team and sneak into the playoffs, you know, insert playoffs, you know, but if they can sneak into the playoffs, and then we're going to look and say, man, as bad as things were early on, the defense kept them in. And I think people will remember this season on the defensive side of the ball more if the team has success. And that's just how it is any and everywhere. You can have a great quarterback on a bad team, and you're not really going to appreciate his talent because the overall results, this is the ultimate team sport, and you have to win. But I'm with you. I mean, for people like really watching the Houston Texans and people who've been following this team from day one, yeah, this will automatically go down as one of, if not the best defenses that we've seen in one season.
And with that defense, it's kind of funny because all through the season, it feels like it's either been Danielle eating or Will Anderson Jr. eating. This was like the first day where we got a little bit of both happening. And, of course, I can't say a little bit of Danielle because he had 3.5 of them things. But, like, is that as simple as just a pick your poison proposition for opposing offenses? Is that all that is, or is there something else happening that you see?
No, I mean, that's what it is. But this is what I expected going into the season when I knew that they had the best edge combo in the NFL. You know, when you hear that, the thought is, oh, man, so each game, each guy's going to have 2 sacks. Now it's going to be one of those situations where when one of your greats is not having it stat-wise, then the other guy is, and then he's picking up for him. So you're always going to have that presence on the edge. And keep in mind, even though Danielle Hunter had a little sack drought, I think it was 3 or 4 games where he didn't have a sack, you still saw him. Still had a presence on the field. And trust me, those offensive tackles and offensive coordinators, after some of those games, they weren't going like, oh, where was Danielle Hunter? He didn't show up. It was one of those, man, he was still disruptive. He was still causing the offense to change their thought process. So that's what it means to have 2 great edge rushers, in my opinion.
And the production is still there when it comes to pass rushing. What are you seeing, like, all the way around for the defensive front? Because I know at various points, the ability to leak up the field for a quarterback was there. Running backs maybe at times could slide through with the aggression that would happen. Does it feel like that has been really rectified on this defensive line?
Reggie, what do you have against these details? You've been trying to get me to say something negative about the inside defensive line.
He's a hater, man. He hates edge rushers and defensive linemen.
I see that. Did they say something bad about Nigeria? Like, what's going on?
No, I just really like getting into the depths of it. It's something that I keep explaining or when I talk about it is it always feels mean to bring any of this up because the defense has been so good. But because of how important they've been, like we've had a microscope in doing that, there's been those small moments. But is this now steeled up to where there's nowhere to go for an opposing offense?
All jokes aside, the way you're thinking is how winners think, and that's how champions think. Because I remember when I was in Philadelphia and our defense was riding high, then when we'll go to film room on Monday, the great late Jim Johnson will talk about, man, let me tell y'all why y'all had a horrible game. And we just held somebody to 10 points. And he would bring up, you know what, there isn't any gap integrity on these plays. You know, my linebackers aren't filling the gaps. And with what you're seeing, in the middle with the runs, with the rush lanes for the quarterback, that's absolutely something I hope that they're looking at. Like, I hope the defensive coordinator, the D-line coach, they're going in there and saying, hey, we played a great game, but against Buffalo, this blank ain't going to fly. You know, because if you leave these rush lanes open for Josh Allen, he's going to mess around and rush for 80 yards and extend play. So I love the way you're thinking. I'm just giving you a hard time. But that is something that you want to limit, and you don't want to see it as consistently, because against the Josh Allens of the world, you're going to be coming into the studio talking like, I told y'all. I told y'all. So I 100% get it, and I don't think it's a physical issue, because I think these guys are very physical, they're very strong, and they play strong. It's more of a gap fit issue, and like I said, I really, really hope that they're seeing it the way you're seeing it, and they're not satisfied, and that's something that they're working on throughout the week.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, Andy, we came in on Tuesday, and said, we've got to have a Davis Mills discussion. And it ended up landing on what is the Davis Mills discussion, because you know, obviously CJ Stroud's not going anywhere, but Davis Mills, and I said this on the show Tuesday, I think most people would be lying if they didn't at some point ask themselves, could CJ have done that? So I'm just curious where, you know, what your Davis Mills discussion would be.
Ooh, you know, I like that point. The whole, would CJ have done that? Are we talking about a particular play?
Because maybe the scramble. Maybe I was pointing to the throw of to Dalton Schultz in the back of the end zone, because Davis Mills has been so conditioned and bought in. You know, he bought into the offense of boom, 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 get rid of the ball here. You know, just would he have waited and trusted it's no criticism. We know he's the guy, but what I'm saying, would he have done that throw to Dalton Schultz in the top of the back of the end zone?
But we've seen him thread the needle like that, haven't we?
But I'm talking about in terms of getting off of the main thing. Would he have thrown it into the dirt? Would he have run? You know, I don't know. Because again, he's the guy, but it just made me think.
Here's the thing. I don't know if he makes that play. I definitely don't know if he makes the play with the legs that we saw, you know, the one that I alluded to earlier. Mm-hmm. But here, if CJ's starting that game and he's healthy, I don't know if it comes down to him having to make one of those two great plays. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not thinking that with CJ starting, and this is no knock against Davis Mills, but he is the backup quarterback and he got it done, so you have to credit him. But with CJ starting, I don't know, and I'm not convinced that they had to score 19 points in the fourth quarter on offense to win the game. So that's where it's hard for me to answer that. But, yeah, those two particular plays, I haven't really seen him make it this year. You know, I know mm-hmm. he did have one long run play. I can't remember what game. It was a home game. And I think CJ rushed for like 26 yards. I was like, oh, well, where's that been? So, but that play with Davis Mills, like, it was close, too. Like, Davis mm-hmm. Mills was getting to that pylon, and, you know, that was just gut and heart and want to. And I don't know if CJ would have either trusted or wanted to put his body in harm's way to make a play like that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to our guy Andy Kalu here on Sports Radio 610. And a really good tape day for the offensive line in this one, especially once you got to that moment in the fourth quarter where they needed to go and get it out the mud. They were absolutely moving guys. Do you feel like you have any idea who the best five are? Because, I mean, it feels like there might have been some more names added to the conversation.
I would not mind if the coaches said, even if everyone's healthy, we're going to stick with the five that we rocked with last week until they prove that they aren't the best five. I still think, and again, that's with a couple of guys who are just saying, hold on, he's a legit starter. Well, they have not been playing well as a unit. I wouldn't, and it would take guts. It would be kind of ballsy to say, hey, I know you're healthy, but you know what? Just go watch and get some mental reps, and let's see if we can pick up where we left off last week, because you're still trying to find that mix that you need on the offensive line to get this thing going. And let's be real, you know, I threw out playoffs and it sounds crazy now, but that was the expectation. The expectation before the season was to win the AFC South, get into the playoffs, and then go from there. So if that's still the goal, and coming off the way the offensive line played last week, I would not be mad if they said we're going to stick with this five.
Hey, they are. They're not afraid to make some bold decisions. They started CeeDee Sow at guard, which was just a complete head scratcher to me. So maybe you never know with these guys.
Yeah. Now him, I'll put him on a short rope. Brought him up. Like, I don't like I don't like mixing up the offensive linemen during the subbing. Thank you. Subbing out offensive linemen during the games, because they're used to playing the entire game. And even when it's a blowout, regardless of what side you're on, you always see that the offensive line stays intact. But that's still one. There are a couple plays where, yeah, he needs to know that somebody's looking over his shoulder.
All right. ND, is there any qualms for you about the Texans getting it done this Sunday? Because it feels weird. We keep having conversations about this being some level of gimme, and it's like, that feels like something you shouldn't do, especially with some of the historical instances of gimmies not being gimmies. Any qualms for you?
What's the Texans record?
They are 4-5.
Yeah, there's no gimmies. Okay. When you're below 500, when you're 500 below 500, there's absolutely no gimmies. You know, as a fan, you know, Reggie, when I looked, I was like, oh, okay, they're going to beat Tennessee. Then they got Buffalo, Indianapolis, Kansas City. That's when it really gets tough. That's what I'm saying as a fan. But I hope that the players aren't saying that, because if they're saying that, then Cam Ward's going to mess around, or whoever's under center for Tennessee is going to mess around and throw 300 yards, and you're going to be scratching your head talking about how did they lose to the Titans.
Andy, we always appreciate you giving us some of your time. I told you I had a qualm for you. What's up with you not being with us next week? I hear you out here succumbing to the AI.
Oh, I'm taking an AI class. I keep seeing all these things. If you're over 40 and you're not taking AI class, you're missing the bus. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be that old man. So there's a class that I'm taking, and unfortunately, it's on Thursday at this time. Real quick before I go, I want to send a shout out to Earl Cochran.
Yes,
he's a Houston Texan that we lost. One of my teammates. And I know he wasn't the biggest name, but when you talk about the guys he played with and the impact that he had in all of our lives, and I know when we pass, we tend to say great things about people, but this was truly, truly, truly not just a great teammate, a great friend. And we just got back from Alabama to celebrate his life. And, man, you just talk about a guy that impacted so many guys. D'Amico Ryans was there, did an awesome job with the eulogy. Andre Johnson was there. So many guys that are the big names that people have heard of. That's why I was name dropping. But also guys like myself who just, you know, not household names, so many players because he had that impact on our lives. Just one of the best teammates, and he's going to be truly missed. So shout out to my boy Earl Cochran and his family.
Is there a moment that you think of that makes you smile with Earl?
You know what? The way his attention to detail, like he's a guy that, on the field, when we're talking about, he was a defensive lineman, for those that don't know. So we had a lot of discussions talking about some of the things. He would love to talk to you, Reggie, about what's going on with the interior line. Like, he's one of those guys, he doesn't hold back. You would love him. Y'all would probably spend 30 minutes just talking about the issues with the interior of the defense. And he was just so detail-oriented. And I remember it just blew my mind away, because – when we were here with the Texans, I was about 6 years ahead of him, older than him. But I'm listening to him and learning from him like he was the vet because of the things that he would see on film.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Very appreciative. Thank you for bringing that. And obviously, condolences to you as well, because obviously a person that meant loomed large in your life, just like D'Amico and all the other folks that you mentioned there. So condolences to you. Obviously, condolences to the family. But always appreciate you giving us some of your time on a Thursday.
Appreciate y'all. I hate that I'm going to miss it with the AI training. Then the following week, I might have my AI robot do my questions
for
me.
Hey, there we
y'all
go.
Y'all won't even know.
There we go. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah,
that's
unlocked the secret.
That's a real quick way to ruin our friendship. I don't like that. Still love you always. Appreciate you, my man. Have a good one.
Feelings mutual. Y'all keep up the good work.
There's Indy Kalu, joins us every Thursday here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping. The Rockets, one of the really fun performances on a Thursday night. We'll talk about that. But also, there's some news that's going on today with Mac Rose that we need to dig into, because the math ain't mathing. Let's try and add it up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.